I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Nineveh Plains in northern Iraq remains an unstable region. Fighting broke out between the Kurdish and Iraqi armies last month due to a referendum vote for Kurdish independence. Now, a ceasefire has been called, the Kurdish leader stepped down, but tensions lie just beneath the surface. Even so, many Christians are intent on returning to be a light in the region. Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA says they're helping believers rebuild, and one way is through the campaign called 1 Million Voices of Hope for the Middle East. It's based on the requests of Christians in both Iraq and Syria.
They asked for three things. They asked for, number one, the right to equal citizenship moving forward. Number two, dignified living conditions. And number three, involvement in reconciling and rebuilding their society.
Head to our website if you'd like to sign the petition. And if you've ever been interested in joining missions, Orphan's Heart might just have the opportunity for you. Plenty of 2018 short-term trips will let believers help provide food, clothing, and other services. But Andrew Tatry says the teams won't just be meeting physical needs.
We see that as a bridge to be able to share the gospel, just to help on the spiritual side, whether through prayer, through encouragement, again, through evangelism, through discipleship programs.
So from a mother-daughter trip to Guatemala to a senior adults trip to Nicaragua, there's an opportunity for everyone in the coming year.
We're looking for doctors and nurses that will join us and be a part of our medical clinics that we've been able to be a part of in Colombia, in the Dominican Republic, in Guatemala, in Uganda, and other locations where we serve.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonka Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.